brown issue or two, the big thing with the long skinny tail.
And then with big red, and then like, some of them look like a possum.
Yeah, that's the last time I was here, I told you, you were talking about eating possums, I remember, and I said, they look too much like rats, I'm not about to eat any of those. All right. If you had a child who, and sometimes, you know, they go through a period when they think they know everything there is to know, and they go through several periods like that.
He's a busybody.
Yeah, you might say, that child, he, as if he knew it all.
Oh, he didn't know too much.
Or did you ever say he acted like he knew it all, he made out like he knew it?
Oh, he made out, oh, he acted like he knew everything.
And if you said he made out like he so-and-so, that'd be more like he was pretending or trying to trick you.
He's trying to make sense he knew everything, but he don't know nothing.
I see. if a boy in school had some pencils on his desk and he came back in the room and found they were gone, he might say, who? My pencils.
Who moved my pencils? Who stole my pencils?
They'd say that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, somebody stole my pencils.
I need those pencils because I have to, a letter, I have to...
I need my pencils. I got to back write some letters. I got some writing to do.
Yesterday,
I wrote a letter yesterday.
In fact, I have one every day.
Got to write a letter every day.
I have one every day.
I have wrote a letter every day.
Fine. And now that I have written him, I expect an...
Get an answer today.
Right. And when you get the letter finished and you put it in an envelope, you do what to the letter? You
back the letter and mail it to them.
Right. And when you're backing the letter, what you write on it is the person's
name and address.
Right. Maybe one of your little children comes in one day singing a song or something that you hadn't heard him singing before. You might say to him, who you that? Who?
Who let you that mess, boy? Good.
Who did what? Who did what?
Who let you that mess?
Okay, I didn't understand you there. I haven't done that piece of work yet, but pretty soon I
will do it.
I
want to do it as quick as I can or something like that.
Would you say I mean to or I intend to?
I want to.
Okay. If someone comes up to your door, a friend of yours maybe, and asks you if they can pick some of your flowers, you might say you can if you...
Don't break them all down.
It can if you want to, if you've mind to.
If you mind to, don't break them all down.
All right.
Something like that, you know. You gotta be mighty careful going on the flower, you know, if it belongs to a woman.
You know, you mean a man doesn't ever have to be careful about his flowers, huh?
That's right.
What does a child call somebody who tattles in school, maybe? He's
a poor nose, he's a two-faced, he's a tattler, something like that.
All right. And these, when you're talking about these flowers in your yard, what you say you do when you go out to get some, you go out to what some flowers? I go out to...
Gather some flowers.
Alright. And when you have something for a little child to play with, maybe a baby, you say, I give him something to play with.
I give him a little toy to play with.
Did you ever use Play Pretty?
I give him Play Pretty.
Right, now, I
want to
know the difference between a Play Pretty and a toy.
It's no different, all of the same thing, but it's just different. Maybe you have a different item, you know. You give him something other than he shake a rattle or something other, that's a toy. And that's how he play with, that's a Play Pretty. I'll give him something he can roll about, you know.
Would an older child use a Play Pretty, though? Would you ever just say Play Pretty, really, when you were talking about a little bitty child?
Well, big size, I gave him something to play with. Or something, you know, give him a old rubber doll or something. Something he can drag around, you know.
And suppose you had a child about 5 years old.